Near the Great Falls of the historic district of Paterson, New Jersey, sits the Essex and Phoenix Mills, an industrial center of buildings that were once meant to harness the cascading water power, now transformed into an area where artists can live and create their work.
It's a community of interactive people, reinforcing each other's thoughts and visions and sometimes frustrations.
Professor Vince Perillo is the director and narrator of Silk City Artists and Musicians.
For generations, Paterson has inspired the artistry of many of its residents. The city spawned musician groups that were large and small.
I was born and raised in the city, and like many ex-Pattersonians, you still keep a love affair with the city. Every Pattersonian I've ever met that still has that strong, strong connection. And I felt that the city gets such bad press in so many ways, that there's so much good there, and there are stories just wanting to be told.
Perillo says there's still a lot of music being played in Paterson, a scene rooted in jazz.
An awful lot of jazz that has occurred in Paterson back to the 30s and 40s and working their way through. Bucky Pizzarelli in the film talks a little bit about that.
Without being in Paterson, nothing would have happened. I mean, that's how important it was, being in Paterson, to get everything that you had to know, to do what you had to do. Paterson, New Jersey, music, music, music.
But there were so many jazz artists. There were even jazz clubs in Paterson at one time. There are no jazz clubs there now, but there are lots of jazz musicians living in the mills.
You can find visual masterminds at the Art Factory, a 22-building complex Perillo says is the heart of the arts community.
Besides well over 100 private studios, there's all this open space that people utilize when they're doing oversized paintings, or film crews and photographers come in utilizing the various urban outdoor scenes or indoor scenes.
And Perillo says the Art Factory is expanding.
There'll be one full floor of one of the factories that'll be converted into a space similar to Chelsea Market in New York City. And what that is you go into the building, and instead of as if you were in a mall seeing the opening of all indoor shops, you're walking along a street with exteriors, and there will be 21 craft stores in this particular floor of the artists themselves selling their wares.
The Art Factory will eventually have a direct entrance from the Great Falls Walking Tour, forging two important parts of the city's rich history.
We made friends that would last for a lifetime in those mythical Paterson days.
I'm Meg Santos, WBGO News.